Hello, welcome back to another Contemplative Living, where we try to bring concepts that bring contemplation into our everyday lives. Today, we're going to talk about acceptance. Acceptance was one of the very first things that really, really screamed loud in my spiritual path. And Spirit once said to me, acceptance is a doorway to freedom. We have the power to choose to move through this doorway by simply acknowledging the moment and cooperating within this moment. So that kind of teaches us to allow ourselves to be fully in this moment, and that is like walking through a doorway into freedom. So we're going to get more into this. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
I had a near-death experience, many of you know that, and in the near-death experience, there was a profound life review that I went through, and that taught me that to look at myself and to accept that this is who I am. Yeah, I've got issues, don't we all? But I can work on it, and I can be a better person. So kind of the first step is understand your imperfections with the intention of improving. So, you know, life can be a puzzle, right? It can be a puzzle. You've got all these moving pieces that are all the time just can be very confusing at times. But when we take a moment to understand our imperfections, because our imperfections make us human, they make us unique and beautifully flawed. Instead of shying away from our shortcomings, we should embrace them. Embrace them with open arms and a curious mind. I found that understanding our imperfections gives us insight into who we truly are and what areas of ourselves need growth and need improvement. You know, a lot of times it's important to remember that perfection, it really doesn't exist. It's merely an illusion. You know, there's no such thing as perfection. So embracing our imperfections allows us to see the beauty in our flaws and appreciate the journey, you know, that journey of self-discovery and personal growth. So through acceptance comes empowerment, the power to transform our weakness into strengths and into learning opportunities and sources of resilience. So as we're going down our life's journey of self-understanding, we do it with an open heart, knowing that there's beauty and imperfection and strength in our vulnerability. Acceptance of the past can free us from it. You know, many times we get so caught up, we like to grasp onto the past. We like to hang on to the past, and we like to, you know, bring it into the present all the time and rehash things. You know, the old saying, don't beat a dead horse. Well, we do all the time. And we bring it forward, and it creates all this suffering for us because we're living in the past, not in the moment. And so when we can just accept, okay, that's my past. I want to be better. I want to move forward. I want to constantly move forward. Then by accepting the past and allowing it to just be the past, we can move forward and we can be more productive. Also, covetous nature will distract us and knock us off our path every time when we grasp something so hard and don't let go. What happens? We get pulled off center. We fall down because we're letting this stuff that we're grasping to pull us down, to weigh us down, to be that extra pack on our back, you know? when we can just allow things to come into our life and flow in and flow out without having to grasp and hold on to. You know, there's a lot of times when we have something wonderful happens to us and we want to hold on to that feeling, that wonderful feeling. But again, you know, that when that moment is past, again, we're bringing the past into the present. So we need to allow ourselves to grasp it gently, appreciate it, and then let it go. It's a concept that's quite light in its appearance, but it's very heavy in the way that we are keeping ourselves centered and moving forward at all times. So life is like a rolling wave. It's ever moving with incredible force, and its life is constantly changing. So like the waves of the ocean, you know, we're here in the Dominican, it's an analogy I can't stay away from. You know, we learn to ride the highs and the lows that come our way. And sometimes we may feel like we're being pulled under by an undertow and by the powerful currents that are surrounding us. But it's during these times that we learn the most about ourselves. So acceptance is key in navigating our turbulent journey. It's about embracing both the good and the bad moments, knowing that each experience shapes us. It shapes us into who we are meant to become. Instead of resisting change, let go. Allow yourself to flow with that rhythm of life. And just as a surfer learns to read the waves and adjust their position accordingly, so too must we adapt. We want to adapt to life's constant shifts. We want to embrace uncertainty and find peace in knowing that nothing lasts forever, not even the toughest storms or the biggest triumphs. You know, so accepting and coming, acceptance kind of comes our way when we can free ourselves from this resistance and open up to new possibilities. Life will always be unpredictable. So like those waves, there's constantly new waves coming in and going out. But by accepting its ever-changing nature, we can learn to navigate these waters with grace and with resilience. Now, let's also let the mud settle. And with a clear mind, use our positive energy to focus on the moment. You know, Kuan Yin's a great example of this. Kuan Yin is the reliever of obstacles. And in a peaceful way, you can see in a pond, especially like a lily pond where lotuses may come. And lotuses, you know, they rise up from the mud and they finally reach the surface. They break free and they find that freedom because they've allowed life to settle. They've allowed it to so that they can achieve that clear vision and start moving with a positive energy. It's kind of hard when you're in the mud to see clearly, but you have to allow that time for yourself. Take a breath, settle, so that you can then see more clearly. And when you can see clearly, focus on your unlimited potential with a connection to your higher self. Embracing acceptance is not just about acknowledging and making peace with the current situations or the circumstances that we find ourselves in. It also involves tapping into that limitless potential that lies within each and every one of us. It's waiting to be explored. It's waiting to be unleashed. By connecting with our higher self, we can access a reservoir of wisdom, reservoir of creativity and intuition that can guide us toward fulfillment and deepening up, you know, and finding those deep desires that we have. When we focus on allowing ourselves with higher power within us, we begin to see possibilities beyond what our mind comprehends. We start to understand that the universe is conspiring in our favor and supporting us on our journey. So the divine within us, that light that resides within us, is ever alert. It's ever alert, and it's always expanding our awareness so that we can see clearly. Remember, we want to settle so that we can see past the mud. So take a moment. Take a moment to quiet your mind. Tune into your inner voice and trust the process of unfolding. Your unlimited potential awaits you. All you need to do is believe in yourself and the power of connection with your higher self. You know, together, there's no limit to what we can do or what we can achieve. And as we navigate life, it's essential to remember that the divine resides within us. It's always within us, guiding us with its ever-watchful presence. And by expanding our awareness and opening our minds, we can see the signs, the messages that the universe sends our way. So I hope you can take a moment this week to quiet your minds, tune into your intuition, and start to recognize those nudges, you know, those little synchronicities, those little things, that little knowing, the little understandings that come our way, because that's the universe conspiring to help us. And accepting ourselves, yes, we have to accept ourselves. And through accepting ourselves, we grow to like ourselves. About a year ago, I did a podcast similar to this one about learning how to like yourself. You might want to check it out. Also, if you get a chance, down in the description, there's an opportunity if you want to make a donation so that we can keep this podcast going. And I appreciate every one of you that comes to our Contemplative Living podcast. I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.